And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of September 30th. Marty Balin, co-founder of Jefferson Airplane, later Jefferson Starship, passed away September 27th in Tampa, Florida, at the age of 76. The Airplane were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996 and awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement in 2006. In other news, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced the nominees of the class of 2008, and many, many, many more have been inducted since then. Elvis Presley met Tom Jones for the first time on the set of the King's Paradise Hawaiian Style movie set this week in 1965. James Dean died at the age of 24 this week in a California car crash in 1955. John Lennon was awarded a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1988. Donovan made his U.S. TV debut in 1965 on Shindig. Curtis Mayfield left the Impressions for a solo career this week in 1970. Barbra Streisand signed with Columbia Records this week in 1962. John Fogerty got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1998. In 1964, The Beatles' A Hard Day's Night movie premiered in Prague, Czechoslovakia, and it became the first Western pop culture film to be seen behind the Iron Curtain. Abbey Road was released this week by The Beatles in the U.S. in 1969. Elvis's body was moved from a Memphis cemetery to the Meditation Garden at Graceland after a plot was foiled to steal the body this week in 1977. Elvis's only appearance on Nashville's Grand Ole Opry happened this week in 1954, and the Opry manager told him to stick to driving a truck, boy. Manfred Mann became the first Western rock band to play behind the Iron Curtain in Prague in Czechoslovakia this week in 1965. The Everly Brothers received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1986. Soul Train premiered a national syndication this week on television in 1971 with guest stars Gladys Knight and The Honeycomb. Ben Casey premiered this week on television, running five seasons starting this week in 1961. The first Phil Spector Records release on his label Phillies was this week in 1961, There's No Other Like My Baby by the Crystals. The posthumous John Lennon documentary Imagine premiered in Hollywood this week in 1988. The Concert for George, the film of the George Harrison tribute show, opened this week in 2003. The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet TV show with their son Ricky Nelson began a 14-year run on television beginning this week in 1952. Lots of fall shows this week debuted. Mickey Mouse Club debuted this week in 1955, starring Annette. The Pat Boone Chevy Showroom premiered lasting 2 years, started this week in 1957. Eric Clapton joined the Yardbirds at a performance at the Crawdaddy Club in Richmond, England, this week in 1963. Elton John was inducted into the Madison Square Garden Hall of Fame in New York this week in 1977. In the studio, Little Anthony recorded The Diary, song written by Neil Sedaka, who was so unhappy with the recording of the song that he decided to make it his own single this week in 1958. Connie Francis recorded Who's Sorry Now in 57. Neil Sedaka recorded Happy Birthday, Sweet 16 in 61. The Beatles in the studio, they began recording 8 days a week this week in 64. Gary Lewis and the Playboys recorded She's Just My Style and Sure Gonna Miss Her this week in 1965. Birthdays, Frankie Lyman born in 42. Johnny Mathis is 83 this week. Marilyn McCoo Davis from the Fifth Dimension is 75. Scott McKenzie, born in 1939. Mariska Veres, the lead singer of Shocking Blue, born in 1947. Richard Harris was born this week in 1933. Of course, he sang MacArthur Park and also was Voldemort in the first couple of Harry Potter movies. What a great role. Donnie Hathaway, born in 1945. Charles Randolph Green was born in 1913. Don McLean is 73. David Somerville from the Diamonds, born in 1933. Chubby Checker is 77. Eddie Cochran, born in 38. Lindsey Buckingham, from formerly with Fleetwood Mac, 69. Alan O'Day, born in 40. Leroy Van Dyke is 89. Steve Miller, 75. Carlo Mastrangelo from the Belmonts, born this week in 1937. Mrs. Elva Miller, born this week in 1907. Bill Dana, known as Jose Jimenez, the astronaut, born in 1924. B.W. Stevenson was born in 49. Millie Small turns 72. And Perkle Lee Moses, the lead singer of the Eldorados, born this week in 1937. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of September 30th. For any late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.